Hello. One important problem in artificial intelligence is to make the artificial agent that can search for an optimal situation. That means that we are looking at optimization algorithms. And optimization algorithms in AI have a lot in common with other optimization algorithms in computer science and applied mathematics. In this talk, I'll try to introduce a class of algorithms based on the idea of hill climbing. You should be familiar with one variant of hill climbing from undergraduate calculus. It's often called gradient descent. So the idea is that we have a continuous function, maybe looking like this. Let me make it a little bit longer here. Obviously, optimization means two different things. Maybe we look for a minimum, that is here, or a maximum here. So when we say hill climbing, we think of the maximum. We want to climb the hill and find the maximum. When we talk about gradient descent, we look for a minimum here. We try to descend down to the minimum. So let's leave hill climbing for a little bit and talk about gradient descent. What is the gradient? Well, the gradient, say we start at the point here. The gradient is a vector tangentially on our curve. I've drawn it in 1D, but you could work in arbitrary dimension. The gradient is a vector pointing in the direction of the slope. So if it goes downhill, the gradient is pointing downwards. If it goes uphill, the gradient is pointing upwards. And the length of the vector indicates how steep it is. So if we do gradient descent, what we try to do is to follow that gradient to get to a lower position. That is, in this case, it's 1D. So if the function here is called f of x, the gradient here is just the derivative of that x. When the derivative is negative, it means that the curve slopes downwards to the right. So we want to go right to find a minimum. That means that we, along the x-axis, we move in the opposite direction of the derivative. The derivative is negative, but we want to take a positive step of on the x-axis. So in order to find the minimum, we can start with an arbitrary position x naught, and to find the next position, we take the current position and we subtract some multiple of the derivative, or some multiple, some negative multiple of the gradient. So as long as we move along the negative gradient, we will be moving downhill in the landscape. So that was the minimum. If instead we want the maximum, want to maximize, we move in the direction of the gradient instead. Sorry, I got that wrong. This has to be xi, not x naught. So the algorithm is recursive, every time you have found one tentative solution xi, you can find the next solution xi plus 1 by using the recursive formula. Now, there is, of course, a danger of overshooting here. If alpha is very large, you could end up here, and then you jump over there, and then you jump back and forth without ever hitting the minimum. So that alpha has to be small enough to stop near the minimum. What we see here, of course, is that if the gradient is steep or the slope is very steep, we jump in big steps. If it's small, which is typically is close to the minimum, then we take smaller steps because the absolute value of the derivative is smaller. Now, this is a very effective algorithm to find a local minimum. But let me wipe a little bit here. Suppose this curve continues like that. Now, if we still start here with our x naught, we will find this solution. But this is only a local minimum. It is a smaller point than the local neighborhood. We have a smaller minimum here. But because those two local minima are separated by a big hill here, it is very, very difficult for this algorithm to get to one, from one to another. Another problem we can get is, let's suppose we are still minimizing, is shoulders like this. So flat regions. So once you get into this flat region here, the derivative will be zero, the gradient will be flat. It's very hard for the algorithm to tell that it's worth continuing along the flat surface to find the new slope continuing downwards. And in particular, you can't really tell the difference between the shoulder, where it's uphill on one side and downhill on the other, and the flat bottom, where you have uphill on both sides. So, several problems here. You can get stuck in a local minimum. You can get stuck on a shoulder, or, well, not only a flat minimum, but also a flat maximum, something like that. So for this reason, just using a single gradient descent may not be enough. You may find techniques either to be able to jump over the hills separating two local minima, or restart with many different starting points to increase the probability that you find not only a minimum, but the global minimum, which in this case is here. But the basic algorithm here is following the gradient. Look for something which is smaller in your neighborhood and go there and repeat. And the principle is the same whether you move upwards or downwards in the landscape. Now, gradient descent is an algorithm for continuous numbers. So it is a lot used in many areas of mathematics. But in artificial intelligence, we are very often concerned with finite state machines, or at least discrete state machines. So we don't have a continuous range of actions in a real space. We have a number of discrete states that we move through. So maybe in this state machine here, each node is a state. We have an initial state here, where we start. And we try to move in the state machine to find the state with the highest possible value. So that means the starting state maybe has a value of zero, and every other state has a value. Maybe something like this. Two, four, five. Yeah, I put it a bit arbitrary. The values of the states could either be an immediate payoff, that is actually the value you get from getting there, or it could be a heuristic trying to estimate the potential future benefit by getting there. That doesn't matter for the optimization problem. In the optimization problem, we have an initial state, we have a state machine defining our possible actions, and we try to find the best value that we can get. So what does that mean? When we start at our starting state here, we have two possible actions. We can go either here or there. One gives us leads to a state of value 1, the other to a state of value 2. So we would go towards 2, which is the best one. When we get to our second state, again we look at our actions, and ignoring going back, which would be an inferior state, we can choose between all these 4, getting to a state of value 3, 4, 5, or 8. Well, we choose 8. From that 8 again, we have 3 actions, and we clearly see that the best we can get is to 12. From 12, the only alternative we have is this one, but that goes downhill towards 10. So this is at least a local maximum. It is actually the global maximum as well, but we don't know that because all that we have looked at is this little subgraph. We have looked at this as well. And we had looked at that. So we have looked at about half the graph. But there is no way we can know that there isn't a better solution up in the right-hand corner. So just like the hill climbing, we risk getting stuck in a local minimum. And that is important to be aware of. If you are going to use this in a critical application, you need to make sure that you have some means to get out of bad local maximums. There is a range of techniques to use. I'm going to mention them so that you can look for them, but I'm not going into detail. One is to try and rerun. That is, instead of being content with the first solution you get, you run the algorithm several times and take the best solution. Local beam search is a technique where you start with several starting states in parallel. And that tends to be more effective than taking one starting state at a time and rerunning. Randomization is a very common technique that can be combined with many others. I mean, the starting state is almost always random. But instead of taking the best neighbor, you may want to randomize and choose a certain probability of taking an inferior state, because sometimes that allows you to go around a ditch and find a higher hill. Another big class of algorithms is known as simulated annealing. That's a variant of randomization. There are many more, but these I think are the most important ones.